So once again, this call is a very, very important tonight, but it's important that when people get on a call that they actually plug in. If people don't plug in, they vanish over time.
I always tell people I think you're the best at what you do here.
Oh, well, of course, well, I appreciate that, but if it wasn't for you doing what you do, we wouldn't be here at all. So I'd like to go ahead and open up the call with you, just kind of greeting everyone, and then when you're ready, turn it over to me and I'll do my part.
Okay, well, many of you know that we started the company in 2007. Emergent Health Corp's been around quite a while. We decided to get into networking in 2011, and we've just been growing ever since with some great products and with some great people. And during the course of events, we ran into Dr. H, who we think has some wonderful talents, and we're privileged in this situation where he's desirous to share his talents with us. And without much further ado, I want to turn it over to Dr. H.
Well, just thank you very much. And by the way, the ones that are on this call, you are the stars of this, not us. It's not about leaders. It's about you. You are the people who make this company what it is. But I want to talk to you tonight about four types of people. And if you want to take some notes, I would highly suggest you do that. There are only four types of people. That's it. All right? Number one, there are leaders who lead leaders. I'll let you write that down. Number two, then there are leaders who lead, but they must follow a leader. So number one, there are leaders of leaders. Then there's number two, leaders who lead but follow a leader. Then number three, there are followers of leaders. And last of all, followers of followers. So when you're out building a business, a lot of people think that they're going to go out and become a network marketing expert overnight. It's not going to happen. It's going to take you about a year to really get your feet on the ground. So what we do is we go out and we recruit our mom, our dad, our brothers, our sisters, our poodles. We do all of that, and then we sit back and we wonder, how come it's not working? Well, if you want to have a very, very strong business, first of all, you've got to have a business mentality. And that means when you're recruiting people, everybody would love to find that leader who steps up to the plate, who has years of experience, who can just grab it, run with it, and just build an incredible company with you and down through your downline. That's always exciting. But then there are people who are leaders who lead, but they absolutely have to have a leader over them. And otherwise, they get kind of lost. But they're great leaders. Don't get me wrong. They're great leaders. But then you wind up with where 80% of the people that we recruit are followers of leaders. A lot of people today don't join a company because of the company. They don't really join it because of the products. A lot of people that are in network marketing have been in network marketing for years and years and years with a person, a mentor that they love and care about, who loves and cares about them. So when that person moves over from one company to the next, pretty much they follow them. And everybody's hoping that one day they can hit it big. But you have to understand that there are leaders who lead leaders, and there are leaders who lead, but they have to have a leader over them, all right? But then there are followers of leaders, and last of all, there's the followers of followers. And this is the last two categories I've talked about are really the people that we recruit. We recruit followers of leaders, and if one leader jumps from one company to another, guess what they do? They just line up and blindly jump out and follow that. Well, and they think that the leader is going to make them wealthy. Now, let me give you a key element up front, and you need to write this down. The key to your success is you not recruiting leaders who lead leaders. The key is not you recruiting leaders who lead, but follow a leader, and it's not about you recruiting followers of leaders or followers of followers. The key is when you come to a place, you design to own it. It's all about you. You. I mean, you joined a company to have fun, but where's the fun? You join the company to make money. And you say, well, where's the money? All right? Well, there are three things I want you to write down. We talked about the four types of people, but I want to talk about the three types of network marketers today. Number one, a lot of people call them posers. Okay? They join the company telling you that they're going to jump in and they're going to sign up everybody in their whole entire town. They're going to make $1 million in 30 days. I wish it worked like that. The fact is it doesn't. But they're posers. They want you to think that what they did is they came in and they think they bought a lottery ticket. Well, long as I got my spot, as long as I'm in the right place at the right time, as long as I am in the right position under the right person. You know, the first thing I had to learn to do in network marketing was to fire my upline. Now, let me explain to you why I said that. Your upline isn't going to build your business. They're going to assist you. They're going to help you. In fact, that's one of their responsibilities when they recruit you, is to help you do that. And if they're not doing that, just keep going up and up until you find somebody. If you have to, you simply call the home office and say, listen, I need some direction here. And they'll be more than happy to give you that direction. But until you come to a place where you decide to own it. It's all about you. I used to tell people, give me a backpack full of samples. I'll jump out of an airplane. I'll build a business. All right? But everybody thinks it's going to be the upline's responsibility to build your business. It is not. There are posers. These are the people who think that as long as I bought a spot in the company, I'm going to sit back on my $29 or $30 investment or my $100 investment. I'll pay my $9.95 a month or my $29.95 a month, and I'm going to get rich. Not going to happen. We call these posers. And every one of us, probably the majority of people that you've signed up, are people who said they were going to take and build a business, but they never do. They're just posers. Then number two, there are amateurs. They focus on everything, including the distractions. They're always looking for the shortcuts. They think if they get at the right place at the right time in the right position, that that's going to make a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not till you become a professional. All right? So there are posers, there are amateurs, which is probably 80% of the people that you're recruiting. But then there's those professionals, people that learn to be what I call bulletproof. I want you to write that word down, bulletproof. Let me ask you, what would I have to show you to get you to quit this company? If I could show you something to get you to quit this company, you're not bulletproof. If I could show you another product that you think is just a little bit better, is that what it would take? Listen, until you become bulletproof, then your team is not going to become bulletproof. How do you become bulletproof? It's simple. You decide to own it and that you're in this for the long-term haul. A lot of people don't understand. It takes about 3 years to really build a really good network marketing team. And most people won't even take the time to do that. What blows my mind, Dr. John, is that a lot of people will go out and they don't understand what a doctor does. A doctor spends thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and just thousands and thousands and thousands of hours in order to just to become a doctor. But then a doctor goes out and joins a network marketing business and won't even put in a couple of hours to even learn about the business. And we do the same thing with football players. They'll spend, you know, just years out on the field developing their talent, doing their talent, and yet they'll join a network marketing company. Somebody says, well, if I can just get somebody off of one of the major football teams to join our company, listen, that doesn't build your business. You are the reason people join. They join you, all right? So there are three primary elements to your network marketing business. Write this down. Number one. The company products, that's always important. They have to work, or it has to work. It's got to be a good company, or people aren't going to stick with it. Number two, it's got to be the compensation plan. It doesn't. Right now, the average company is paying out anywhere from 6 to 7, and some of them are paying about 37% in company products. Okay, but the compensation plan, when somebody joins a company in their first 30 days, you have got to lock arms with them and help them get 100% of their investment back. How do you do that? By helping them to recruit people, all right? And that's when the compensation plan begins to make sense. As long as the products are working and as long as people are making money, they're going to stick with it. They're not going to quit, all right? So what's the third primary element of your network marketing business? Number one, it was the company products. Number two, it was the company compensation plan. But number three, it is you. It is you. And everyone in the company, you say, well, there are some people in the company that really make it big. Oh, my gosh, I wish I could make it big. Now, let me pop your bubble. Number one, here it is. Everyone in the company has access to the same products. Everyone in the company has access to the same type of website. And everyone in the company has access to the same compensation plan. The only difference is you. You're the key. When you decide to take full responsibility and you decide that you're in this as a professional and you're going to do this long term, that's when you'll begin to see things happen. So how do you do that? It's simple. Now, I want you to think about this. You have to emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. You have to do that. You have to emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. Oh my gosh, what if I talk to Susie and Tom and Jerry, and what if they don't join? Listen, you need to get rid of those emotions. Your job is simply to collect names and simply get people to some information, and from there it takes about 4 to 6 different attempts to talk to somebody before they ever join any form of network marketing business. And it's during those times that they build a belief system. Okay? So how do you do that? How do you emotionally detach yourself from the outcome? It's simple. Number one, ready? Just be yourself. Be yourself. Number two, be enthusiastic. Let them know that you're excited about it. And number three, be bolder than what you are when you join the company. You're bold about the product. You're bulletproof. I don't care if somebody comes out with a vitamin that you can hold up in the sun and it sparkles, or one that glows in the dark. Listen, you got to understand, the product you've got to believe that it is the best on the very planet that you've got. And if you don't believe in the product, the people around you are not going to believe in it. I'll tell you right now, I go to my shelf, and there's all the products that I take right there every day. There's some that I take with protein. There's some I don't take. If I'm eating protein, I don't. I know my products. But the reason why I take them month after month after month, I know the benefit it's going to give to me. And I encourage you to understand the benefit of these products and the benefit of being part of this company. So what do? You be yourself, be enthusiastic, and then be bolder. Stand up straighter. Be proud of what you're a part of, And somebody comes along and says, well, I've got a product that's the same as yours. It doesn't matter. That product is not attached to this company. And this company is attached to, like, Dr. John. Listen, it matters who you do business with. And ethics is everything in this business. There are no shortcuts. There is no little things you could do. It's a hard-working business. That's why they call it network marketing. We're netted together, but you got to be willing to do the work, and you got to do it each and every day. So in order to emotionally detach yourself from the outcome, number one, be yourself. Number two, be enthusiastic about it. Number three, be bolder. Man, you are bold. You don't mind telling people about it. You love handing out the newspapers, and you love handing out the brochures. You're excited. Then number four, are you ready? Is you got to come up with the best follow-up question, I believe, in the world. And here it is. What did you like best? What did you like best? If you're doing a presentation on the product, what did you like best about what you heard? If you're talking about the compensation plan, what did you like best about the compensation plan? If they're on a conference call like this one, what was the best thing you heard on here? What was it that tripped your trigger today? You know, it really boils down to this. You got to have some skill. And most people won't even take the time. You just can't jump out onto a football field and be a football player, a professional football player. It takes skill. You can't just jump out there with all this enthusiasm and be a brain surgeon, even though you got all the enthusiasm in the world. You need the skill to go with it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in network marketing, and there are certain skills that we have to come across. I'm going to list these very quickly, and then we're going to close out the call. Here it is. Now, number one, there are seven things that we have to do to be a success in this business. Number one, we have to find prospects. I get so tickled when people say, well, I just don't know anybody. Listen, if you're at that place in your life and you're living as a hermit, you're not getting outside, you don't bump into the postman, you don't bump into the UPS man, you don't go out to Applebee's and bump into somebody that's going to be your waiter or your waitress, you know, and you're just a hermit and you live by yourself, here's what you do. Take out your cell phone. Go to your contact manager and look at the A's and just go right down the line and call everyone that's in the A's. After you've done that, go to the B's. Did you know there's 26 letters in the alphabet? Did you know that by the time you go through your cell phone, you probably called over 100 people? You say, well, what if they turn me down? Once again, you've got to emotionally disconnect, but you know, from the outcome. All we're to do is simply present the information, and if they don't sign up then or they don't buy the product, we drip them again. We give them a little bit more information, and you just ask them, you know, would you like to buy some product? They say no. Say, well, what is it that was keeping you from buying that product? You just simply ask questions, okay? So let me give you the seven things. Number one, to be a success in this business, you have to find prospects, okay? And you got to do this every day. Number two, that's why it's called network marketing. You got to market it. You should be calling around with brochures in your hands or print up some items or even your own testimony about the product. You know, just make sure the testimony has been approved by the company, okay? And then number two, once you find those prospects, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to invite those prospects either to a conference call or to look at something or watch a DVD or you know, go to the internet, to your website. You just got to get them. You've got to invite those prospects. Then what do you do after you find the prospect? What do you do after you invite the prospect? Here it is. You present the products and you present the opportunity. This is the follow-up. These are the seven simple steps that you do. And then this is where most people fail. People say, well, I got them on the call. This is where most people fail in network marketing. They don't follow up with the prospect. Oh, they got mad. They left the conference call, or they left the web meeting, or they walked out of the private business reception that you're having, or the grand opening in your home. You know, listen, you don't know what it was they walked out for, but what are you going to do? You follow up with those prospects. And then number four, you help the prospect that you're talking to become a customer and then hopefully turn them into a distributor. If they love the products, they're going to tell people about them. And that's really the key to this company here is, and I love the fact that this company is so self-assured of itself, it even comes with a money-back guarantee. Hey, if you don't like the way the sun came up, you know, return the bottle, call them up. They'll say, hey, we'll give you your money back, all right? Why would a company do that? It's because they know that they're 100% for sure that the products work, all right? So help your prospects to become customers and then show them, hey, do you realize that if you invite six of your friends and you're getting 20% back off of a $29 product, that's $36 a month, do you realize that your product is paid for? Really? Do you know that you can even go a little farther with that and it pays several levels down and you can actually make a really nice income from this, an extra $200, $300, $400, $500 a month? Really? Yeah. Help your prospects to become customers and then help them to become distributors. Just because they're a customer, they may not even know about the opportunity. So you've got to help them. And then number five is number one was find prospects. Number two, invite prospects. Number three, present the products and the opportunity. Number four, follow up with the prospects. Number five, help your prospects become customers or distributors. Then number six, help the new distributor, once they become a distributor, to get started right. What does it mean? You got to help them to sign up their first customer. They're not going to go out and find customers on their own. You got to help them. Hey, why don't you call up a couple of your friends, get them on the call with me. Let's do a three-way call. Or let's meet at the local coffee shop. Let's invite them over for some coffee. Hey, why don't we have a grand opening now that you've joined the company in the next 3 days? Invite all your friends to come over, bring some chips, some water. Say, we want to tell you about our new company we just opened up. We call it a grand opening. But you got to help them sign up their first customer. And then number two, help them to sign up their first distributor. And then help them to get their first commission check. Do you realize if somebody gets a check in the first 30 days, the chance of them staying with the company goes up by 90%? 90%. So if they don't get a paycheck, their chance of staying with the company goes down by 90%. So help them get their first commission check. And then next, attend a big event with them, whether it be an online meeting, a webinar, a conference, or maybe going to the home office, but or maybe meeting at your home. But they help them to get to the next big event. Maybe all the distributors are going to get together and just have a really big going out to eat supper. You know, just whatever it is, get to that next big event. And then help them make friends outside of you. Now, this is where we fail. Hey, it's my distributor. It's my customer. Listen. Help them to make friends outside of you. People love to be around people, and that's why a lot of people get involved in the net part of network marketing. It's about finding people. There's been companies I got involved in I would never quit because of the people I met. They became some of my best friends in the world. And if it meant staying in that company to be with them and go see them on these special events, that's exactly what I did, and that's exactly what they did. Then help them tell the world what they want and what they're willing to do to get it. Help them to be bold about it and not be shy. This is what I want, and this is how, and I'm willing to do this, this, and this in order to get it. So find out their why and find out their when, right? So help them tell the world what they want. Then help them to get promoted to the next level. People don't know, a lot of times people just don't know what to do or what to say. So you need to lock arms for the next, you know, 30, 60, 90 days with somebody that you recruit that's wanting to do this as a business. Hey, listen, you ought to, don't go nuts with texting. Listen, people today think they can just text people to death. Just get on the phone and say, well, hey, when can we get together for coffee? Let them know that you're building a friendship. We are in the people business, folks, the people business. And then number seven. Help them to get recognized for their achievements. When they've done something well, people love to be congratulated. So, you know, just remember as we talk tonight, as we close this out, there are four types of people. There are leaders who lead leaders. There are leaders who lead but follow a leader. There are followers of leaders and followers of followers. So when you're out there recruiting, we want to try to find people who are used to leading others. And that's really the ones. We call these the A, B, C's, and D's. Of course, the A's would be leaders. These are the people who just jump in, and they go right to work, and they just go out and build a business, all right? But then there are those, the leaders who lead, but they follow a leader. That's where, like, let's say that you signed up somebody, and then they started signing people up, but you're the one responsible for helping all those leaders keep going. Well, you know, that's the type of people we need to look for, people who've already been in network marketing before, people who've already built teams before. These are the people. And if you'll take and just kind of start looking for those people, it's amazing what will happen in 90 days if you'll work with them. But then there's the followers of leaders, and that's where 80% of our people are. The people in your business are there because of you, and they're going to do whatever you do. So if you're not doing anything to generate activity, they're not going to do anything. So what do? You own it. You step up to the plate, and you start bringing more people into the business than they're bringing in, and you get more excited than they are, and you attend all the calls, whether they don't, and you lead by example. But you'll always have the followers of followers. These are the people who will sign up, order a little bit of product, and never build anything. So just my encouragement to you is get to a place where you are ready to own you, own yourself. There is simply no price too great for the privilege of owning yourself and owning your business. How do you do that? You learn certain techniques and certain principles. Well, listen, my time is gone. I've kept you long enough, but I appreciate you being on the call, and I hope this has helped you to come to a place. Listen, if you have to, fire your upline and say, this is my business. I'm going to be a success. I love these products, and from this moment on, I'm going out. Now, I don't mean get rid of your upline, but work with them. But take on the responsibility. You're not dependent on somebody else to build your business. Listen, I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Please be safe out there when you're driving. But while you're out there, wherever you go, if you go out to eat, carry some of your bottles of vitamins. Put them on the table when somebody comes and says, what is that? Tell them, hey, these are the most incredible products. They've changed my life. And if you want some more information, have a brochure, have something, give it to them. But do what you can to make as many contacts as you can every day. My prayer for you is that you get back to having fun, get back to meeting people, and make this a people business. And while you're doing it, have a great time of building an income. Well, as of now, this call is officially over. Thanks again for being